Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Good morning on this beautiful October Saturday. I'll tell you, don't you just love the fall here? Dixie here, Rio, my producer guy, and handles the controls. It will be in and out today. And not that I'm going to give him a real bad time, but my guest did kind of back out on me this morning at what I would call the last minute. That doesn't mean 2 minutes ago, but okay, I discovered his message about a half hour after he sent it. Dave Smith over in Palisade. Dave has Pally Tours, which he's started this business and has survived through all of this COVID, and he's busy with Palisade activities, and you'll love him, and I'm going to get him back on the show. Well, not back on the show because he's not here, but he had to back out because he's got so many tours, and the tours just requests kept coming in, and you can't fault anybody at any time for attending to business first, but especially this year. Wow. When you've got customers, you're going to handle those customers. Good customer service is always important. Now, I could go into a whole thing on that from my background, but I will not do that. I will just try to serve my listeners this morning. But Dave Smith, hope you have all your tours are going well, and everybody will enjoy them. They'll be outside. And I got to thinking, gosh, you know what? Sometimes when you have family coming, or friends coming from out of town, which hasn't been that much lately, but then you, what do? You jump in the car and you take them through the fruit and wine country and over the monument. And if they're bikers, they can bike from Palisade to Grand Junction to Fruta, all the great biking. But on a lot of those things, you're so busy driving, and you don't get to really sit back and kind of relax and yourself enjoy some of this beauty we have around here. So that would be, I would say that'd be a fun time to book a tour and sit back with your friends and chat away as somebody else drives. And I talked to one of the drivers for Pallet Tours, this gal, and she kind of took it on a whim, and she's had so much fun, met so many people, and everybody has a good time. So we'll learn more about that when we get Dave here. But Dave, really, you are forgiven, although I sent you a funny emoji this morning in return. But hey, you know what? As Dave said to me one time, you know, I have a feeling you could talk and talk. And yes, as you all know, I'm always running out of time myself. But beautiful. Here we are in National Applejack, Apple, Caramel, Cookbook, Cookie Month, Dessert, Pasta, Pickled Peppers, Pizza Month, Popcorn Poppin' Month, National Pork Month, Pumpkin Month. I always designate, there is a National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day as well, and National Seafood Month. Oh my goodness, we could go on and on, couldn't we? And you guys, today is National Pasta Day. Pasta, don't we all love pasta? Sometimes, you know, we go, I could just eat a great bowl. In fact, we had a small bowl last night. But great time to make use of those fall vegetables with pasta. Yes, with pasta. Roast them. Like we've talked about roasting vegetables. You know, I'm a real fan of those. But you take some of that butternut squash or another winter squash, and you can also throw summer squash in these, but and root vegetables. I bought some parsnips the other day, hadn't had them for a long time, but parsnips, peppers, carrots, onions, eggplant, zucchini, which you would want to throw in that pan when the vegetables are about half done. Because when we say roasted vegetables, which you're going to mix with that pasta sauce, hey, you can just take a jar of your favorite pasta sauce, add a little more garlic, some basil you still got out there, which probably is getting close to time to drying, that basil that's out there in your herb pots. But when you roast the vegetables, toss them with a little olive oil, spread them out in the pan. A lot of times, if Fred's doing the grill, I'll put them, you know, in a grill pan out on the grill. But can roast them. Now, there are ways, different ways to roast vegetables after you toss them with that. I actually do a light olive oil with these. Also, an extra virgin is really good, or just an olive oil. I like the flavor, and you can sprinkle with just a little bit of sea salt if you want. And then roast them, spread them out. See, all those root vegetables and the squash, pretty darn hard, all take about the same amount of time to roast. Now, sometimes if I'm in a hurry, I like to do them at like 400 degrees, 410, 15 degrees. But watch them carefully, because we are roasting. We're not dehydrating or drying them out. And there's a point where they go from that nice, tender tasting to a little dry and crunchy, which crunchy's okay, I guess. And then add that to... Once you roast those, do a whole bunch, because you can use the leftovers. I just like to throw them in a salad then. But do a couple trays of them if you want to. And then take some and add it to your pasta sauce with some fresh garlic and some fresh basil if you have a pot. And I tell you what, that has become mom's, quote, mom's special pasta. And so easy. You know, my neighbor makes the best pasta sauce. Won't even try to compete with her in homemade. But there's some good ones out there on the market. And then I'll serve a little shaved. I found this blend that I like, shaved Parmesan Romano and Asiago, or shredded, you know, or grated, whatever you like, Parmesan Romano on top. So good. And if you don't think we Americans like our pasta, the average American, get this, consumes 20 pounds of pasta annually. Gosh, sometimes I'm thinking about that. Do I consume more? I don't know. This makes it the sixth highest food per capita in the country. As the average price that you pay for pasta is like under $2. Sometimes you can find $1.18 for a pound. Depends upon what you like. But it does. Pasta makes one of the most affordable meals out there. And I know a lot of you make your own pasta sauce and have been buying those tomatoes up, especially those Roma tomatoes, to make those sauces. 24% of the global consumption of pasta, get that, of the global of pasta, is by we Americans, the largest of any country in the world. Americans consume 6 billion pounds of pasta each year. Wrap that around your mind. And we produce 4.4 billion pounds of pasta annually, making it the second largest pasta producing nation. But because we consume 6 billion and we produce 4.4 billion, that means we're buying some from foreign countries. But Italy, maybe. Pasta made its way to the New World through the English, who discovered it while touring Italy. They brought it to America. The English practice, get this, of cooking noodles. Well, noodles, that may be a little different. At least 1/2 hour, and then smothering them with cream sauce and cheese. And now look what we have, pasta sauce and all that good stuff. And what is the advice about cooking pasta now? We don't like al dente, right? We don't want to cook it too long. Cooking it for 1/2 hour? Of course, it's your personal choice, right? But interesting, National Pasta Day there, Rio. I don't know if you know that or not.
But I just learned.
You just learned, right. And we consume, we Americans, by the way, Rio, I just shared this with our listeners, consume over 20 pounds of pasta annually. That means you do, I do. And I kind of believe that.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Maybe. Hey. I said, sometimes maybe even higher. You're telling me that we have to get ready for a break, aren't
you? Yes.
Okay, so let's do that with lots more food for thought when we come back.
Hi, Motorcycle Accessories.
Hey, it's finally cooling off.
Yeah, fall's the best time to ride.
Well, that's the problem. My wife wants to do a color cruise, and I don't have a bike.
No problem. We have a great selection for sale, and we're buying bikes all the time.
Yeah, I don't know if we can buy one right now.
Well, Motorcycle Accessories also has Harleys and BMWs for rent. You can still get out and enjoy the fall colors.
That'll make her happy. I think you just made me a hero.
Glad to help.
Motorcycle Accessories, 2060 East Main. The guys who have everything.
Motorcycle Accessories.
I try to get out here as often as I can to see George. We picked it out together so the kids wouldn't have to worry about it. He liked the granite. I chose the lettering. They really did a wonderful job. It turned out beautiful. Just beautiful.
Snyder Grand Valley Memorials, locally owned and operated since 1929.
Hi, it's Kevin Lamar for Western Slope Toyota, just a mile and a half west of Mesa Mall. Today's the day to get a great deal on your next new Toyota. How about a 2020 all-wheel drive Camry, 0% financing for 60 months? What about the all-new Toyota Venza Hybrid, all-wheel drive? You can lease it for $319 a month plus tax. Or what about a 2020 Toyota Tundra, 1.9% financing for 60 months? Right here at Western Slope Toyota, a mile and a half west of Mesa Mall, or shop us online at westernslopeauto.com.
I'm Staff Sergeant Mark Anthony Madrid.
Staff Sergeant Samantha Cowell.
I'm Staff Sergeant Alex.
I'm Staff
Keeler.
Sergeant William Lewis, and I am proud to defend my family and our nation.
The Air Force Reserve is part of the story of this great nation.
I'm grateful that I have a chance to wear the uniform of the heroes that went before me.
I am proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference in the world.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as reserve citizen airmen. Even as technology evolves and changes, our commitment to defend and protect this nation remains steadfast. We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving. We celebrate our proud history and look towards an exciting and uniting future. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
And I am proud to be a member.
And I'm proud to serve in the United States.
And I am proud to protect our country.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
AFReserve.com.
New message.
Your social security number has been suspended. If you do not contact us, your account will be deactivated.
Scammers are aggressive when they contact a potential victim. Social Security Administration employees will never threaten you for information or promise benefits in exchange for information. In those cases, the call is fraudulent and you should just hang up. Don't provide any personal or financial information to these thieves. Call the Social Security Fraud Hotline at 1-800-269-0271.
I just turned on the radio.
After a long day,
you made my day.
He'll make your day. Buck Sexton, weekday evenings at 7 on 1100 KNCC.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And welcome back to 1100 KNCC AM and 92.7 FM. And my producer man, Rio.
Yes.
Yeah, you're in and out today because you're a busy guy.
It's a busy Saturday around the ranch here.
So quickly tell everyone why you are so busy.
Well, so we have two of our sister stations, Vault and Magic. They're out at Red Rock Hyundai today selling some cars. And two others, Moose and K-Star, they're out at Red Rock Kia today. And coming up at 11, we got to clear out of this studio so another station can use it to get ready for CMU Mavs football at Black Hill State.
Yes.
That pregame on our sister station, 101.1 FM, The Team, starts at 11 with a noon kickoff. So we have about 3.5 minutes when you're done before they go on the air.
You should see us, you know, because I always bring an item or two to spread out.
A few, yeah.
Yes. But hey, I'm never at a loss for words. And there he goes. See, a busy, busy day because he has to keep in contact with all those remotes and get them. Make sure everything is working smoothly, and so that's the way it is in the radio world. But we were talking about, of course, October is such a beautiful month around here, and it oh gosh, that wind we had, was it last weekend, just blew leaves off the trees like crazy. But as Mona said this morning, there are still a lot of leaves on the trees, which providing a beautiful drive around here. The reds, the golds, even purples. So beautiful. And the fall flowers, I have to tell you, our mums this year are just looking absolutely gorgeous. And people driving by stop and tell us how beautiful they are. We've got some around our mailbox that are, I just love that deep rust, orange rust color of mums. And the burgundy, you know, there's deep pink. Those are beautiful, but that burgundy touch, we went and got some more and planted them. But I don't know about you, but I love the aroma of mums. Not that they have a beautiful sweet scent to them, but I guess because I love fall so much and it reminds me of fall, I love to be out working in them as well. And we did pull up our tomato plants. It was a sad thing, and we didn't get nearly the green tomatoes that we usually end up with and slowly ripen. They're good, but they're not as good as the ripe ones on the vine, of course. And we had a sad goodbye to the cherry tomatoes. I made a last batch of fresh salsa, which we ate almost as a meal, and enjoyed it thoroughly. And I don't know, it's getting down there. Pretty soon I have to pull up the pepper plants, but the chilaca peppers that I told you about off and on all summer have just done fantastic. And I'm drying some. I'm drying them. I'm drying some hot Anaheims, some jalapenos, you name it, and even some regular bells and my purple ones. And I'm going to put them in the Vitamix that chops up things like real pretty fine. And I'm going to, it's going to be a new seasoning. And I don't know what it's going to taste like. I'm just hoping. I think the rich color of the chilacas and the heat or medium heat from the Anaheims. Well, we'll see, and I'll let you know what it tastes like. Of course, will I have a recipe? I don't know, because unless I measure all of this when I put it together. But it's going to be fun. It's always fun to do that. And it is really time, you guys, now that you might want to think about drying that basil. Watch the temperatures, because as they get cooler and cooler at night, you'll start to see the dark spots on that basil. I use the thyme. I just go out there and pick it practically all winter long. Of course, it finally reaches a point where it's pretty dry. But hey, dried thyme, you have it in a jar. And so why not use that? But so that's where we are with the garden and the flowers, and the asters are looking beautiful too. But back to food. Last week I mentioned to you, in honor of National Apple Month, that Fred and I were trying different varieties of apples. Well, so far, and so what we do, and it's kind of like a snack in the afternoon if we happen to both be home. If not, then we do this in the evening. And we first did crippins, which pink, but it's also a pink lady. I did some research, and they're both the same as a pink lady. And I don't know if you've ever had one. We actually love that one. I will put the whole report on the website when we're done. But and we did a jazz, a Fuji, which we, you know, love. Juicy, J-U-I-C-I. Discover that. I've been going all over the valley. And supermarkets and apple stands and you name it. And buying a lot of these, I'm buying a couple. And but it's fun. When you start looking out there, it's amazing. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of varieties of apples. But so we're trying to find every one we can in the valley to test. And we did a smitten. And you'll be surprised as you walk around and see these different apples out there. And of course, there's Honeycrisp and the Fuji and the Gala. Like Gala, haven't done it in our official test yet. But you could go on and on. Okay, so we have had Granny Smith, but the Granny Smith was this huge apple with fabulous caramel. And I think it is caramel month, or yeah, it is. Caramel, Carmel. How do you say it? Growing up in the Midwest, we always said Carmel. I don't know. I think it both are accepted. So Fred's birthday was the 8th of October, and the one thing he wanted was, he said, the only thing I want for my birthday is an Enstrom's caramel apple. And so last year I tried to get him one, and I goofed and didn't. And has he continued to let me know about that? Yes. So I made sure, and I got him one plain and then one with finely chopped up pecans. And it reminded me almost of like their turtles, that turtle candy. Of course, it didn't have chocolate, but the pecans in it, in the caramel. I tell you what we did was, he was very nice and shared. And those are large apples. So we would take one, cut it in half, and then cut it in slices. And we would savor the flavor, I have to tell you, of those. And if it was, if we sat out on the porch where it's getting a little nippy at night, if you sit out there. But I love it because I have my orange lights, actually fall lights, out on our front porch. And so to sit there. And then I'll make some decaf coffee at that time, yes. But some hot coffee and those caramel apples, so good. And we have made them at home many times, but these are a special treat. And there is something to say for making caramel starting from scratch. So very good. That's been one of our desserts. We've had so much fun with these apples, and I've got this tablet and write down, and there's some that Fred and I agree on, and then there's a couple that I don't know so much about it. And Fred will say, oh, I think that may have to go up tie with the top of his list. But we're working on it, and I really should have. You know, if I have a kind spot in my heart, I should bring real one that I consider my favorite.
You should.
Yeah.
It's food, absolutely.
See, of course, I said it as he was walking in, so he is going to say that. But yes, Rio, you should. I might even, if I thought you had time one of these Saturdays, I might even bring two or three. Mm-hmm. And have you taste those, and then you tell me or tell us which one was your favorite. Because, first of all, I think, too, it all depends upon the quality of the apple,
Right.
And so that really is something that we always have to take into consideration. But I like the crisp ones for sure. And I think we all think of fall and crisp apples. But we'll do that, and it will be, which apple will Rio like versus Fred versus Dixie? And anybody else we can haul in here, right?
Yeah. See how many people we can fit in here.
Yes. But for a long time, Rio, there was the Red Delicious. And we're going to test it, and mm-hmm. see. But there was the Delicious, the Golden Delicious, which I like. And some standard ones. Granny Smith was one. McIntosh you hardly hear of. But now, he came in and he's giving me the signal that it's time for another break. So don't you go away, because we have a lot of more fun ideas, and it is my favorite month regarding another food as well.
Not just a better deal, a better dealership. Wes Abbott here from Montrose Ford Nissan, saying thank you to everyone who voted for us Best of the Valley in five categories. Best New Vehicle Sales, Used Vehicle Sales, Oil Change Center, Tire Center, and Best Auto Repair. You get great deals and a great experience. That's why we're voted best in five categories. And right now, during Ford Truck Month, we've got huge savings on new F-150s, plus we're throwing in an OtterBox cooler. Buy a truck, get an OtterBox. Get more at MontroseFordNissan.com.
See the world in a new light with Ambassador Blind & Shutter. If you're building a new home, talk to them before you start construction and learn how you can have your home hardwired to incorporate state-of-the-art automated blinds. Your ideas are boundless, and the rooms you envision can be too. With Ambassador Blind & Shutter, to set up a consultation, visit AmbassadorBlindAndShutter.com.
Ambassador Blind & Shutter, see the world in a new light.
1100 KNZZ. Dependable weather.
Mostly clear tonight. Grand Junction, 44. Montrose, 40. Sunny tomorrow, 73. Sunny on Monday, 74. Tuesday, 75. Sunny Wednesday, 76.
Radio you can depend on. KNZZ.
You are open to expanding the court?
I don't have a right to know where I stand before they vote.
Miss a day?
No, I don't owe Russia money.
You missed a lot.
Big tech oligarchs need to answer for their censorship.
This is fire.
A surge in cases.
News Radio 1100, KNZZ.
Fox News, I'm Salji Ingrasso. Battleground states getting the attention this weekend. President Trump will be in Michigan and Wisconsin today, then spends the night in Las Vegas. Democrat challenger Joe Biden off today, returns to campaign in North Carolina tomorrow. The leaders of tech giants like Twitter, Facebook, and Google facing a congressional hot seat. The Senate Commerce Committee holding a hearing to discuss potential reforms to the protections these companies get, enabling them to potentially limit viewpoints, which some call censoring.
What we would do is turn that shield back into something that is transparent by saying, here is when you can use it, here is when you cannot use it.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn today on Fox and Friends. Many Republicans feel that social media favors more liberal views. America is listening to Fox News.
This.
You see what we did here today?
Is happening.
Taking over City Hall.
And now.
A reopening.
There's this.
Look at Florida.
Record number of new cases.
Tell your smart speaker to play 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And here we are back. Reels running it in and out, my producer guy. But we always talk a little bit whenever he has an opportunity. And I promised him that when Fred and I finish, I don't know, will we ever finish it? Because we keep finding new varieties of apples in the supermarkets and at the fruit stands. But we're doing well. This is probably wouldn't rank as a totally official test, but we are testing the apples and keeping a record of them, and we'll see who wins our list. I know you all out there have your favorites too, but it is National Apple Month, so why not celebrated in that way. There's a fun way you can do. You can take apple slices. Take one apple slice and spread it with peanut butter. Mm. There. Apples and peanut butter, a delicacy. And so simple to fix. But we're going to turn it into a strange grin for Halloween. So you spread the peanut butter on one slice and put another slice on top. So you've got like an apple peanut butter sandwich, so to speak, and keep in mind the curved, you know, of the slice, and then where the cut side of the slices, then you take, remember those slivered almonds I talked about when we were talking about finger food for Halloween? Well, you take some of those and you can dip them in various colors of food coloring if you want to make it gross. And then you kind of squeeze a little bit of that peanut butter with the two slices together and so it oozes out a little bit. And then you stick in there, in between, the claw teeth or the scary teeth. And they're darling. And you put those on one of your Halloween food platters. And when you think about it, it's really a healthy treat. And a lot of times I try to come up with, because we all do have our sweet tooth and our favorites for Halloween, but it's kind of fun to come up with the things that kids like that they'll eat because of the scariness or the Halloween thing. Just like take some pumpernickel bread and you can make a healthy sandwich. And then on top of the, you can even cut the sandwich in the shape of a pumpkin, if you will, or if you have any of those other cookie cutters with Halloween characters, you could do that, a ghost. But then if you do a round one, then take and cut a little smaller slice of, like cheddar cheese, orange. You know, it's got that pumpkin color. and put it and cut some eyes and a mouth and put it on top, and you would be surprised how kids will eat good, healthy stuff like that. And don't forget that scary spaghetti sauce. Since we were talking about National Pasta Month, and this is National Pasta Day, and we were talking about roasting vegetables and putting in the pasta, and et cetera, et cetera. But if you want to make a pot of pasta for Halloween night, you can take that sauce and add some little food coloring to it to make it look pretty scary. And you can doctor up that a little bit for Halloween as well. But so many fun things to do like that. I did not mention this, and I found this in, I pulled out my October file. Yes, I still keep a file in addition to one on my computer, and was going through. And, it depends upon what list you look at, like what are the national food days for each month. And if you compare lists, oftentimes you will find some that have more on or a little bit different. There are certain things they always stick with, such as it's apple month, of course. How could you not agree with that, everybody? And the caramel month and some of those. But I found that today is four prunes day. So I guess that means you eat four prunes a day. And the apple people just started a campaign a few years ago called Two Apples a Day. Remember how we said an apple a day will keep the doctor away because of all that fiber in there and those antioxidants? Well, then there is a... So Rio and I were talking while we were on break about, we have to keep a list now. Four prunes a day, two apples a day, a cup of blueberries a day. And we were going on. And we were probably carrying a little beyond. But... yes, interesting list that you always come up with. And actually, tomorrow's National Chocolate Cupcake Day, which is kind of funny, too. National Chocolate Cupcake Day. And you could take those cupcakes and you could turn them into something scary also for Halloween. You can take some of that black licorice and cut it in thinner strips and... you can make a spider out of it. See, I mean, at this time of year, I look at food in many different ways. and one of them, of course, is how to make things look gory and funny. And, when I even see cooking shows on TV and that, there's some of the standard ones that that we all love and I think stick with. But... also, you can make a great hint of honey pumpkin spread. Very easy to do. A package of, I use the Neufchâtel, the 1/3 less fat cream cheese. Have it at room temperature, so set it out for a while. And mix that with a half a cup of pure pumpkin puree. And you know me. Wouldn't you think Libby's would send me a case of pumpkin or something? Of course not, but it's my favorite one. You may have your favorite one. Hey. Whatever yours is. But so a package, 8-ounce package of the 1/3 less fat cream cheese, a half a cup of the pure pumpkin puree, 2 tablespoons. Now, there, I would try it with a tablespoon and then go to two, add enough to meet your degree of sweetness that you want. And a pinch of cinnamon. If you have that Saigon cinnamon, use that. And just mix it all up and chill it. And you've got a great dip that's full of antioxidants, beta carotene. I could go on and on about the power of the pumpkin, vitamin A, fiber. It is amazing how healthy, actually, it is. And pumpkin, one serving of pumpkin, which is a half a cup, provides 20% of your daily requirement for fiber. More than 100% of your daily vitamin A requirement. How about that, you guys? And beta carotene, we talked about that. It goes on and on, but you get the idea. And there's like 40 to 50 calories in a half a cup before you make it into a pie. Let me be clear about that, too. So that's fun, and you'll find, there's so many different ways you can use pumpkin. But you might put, if you've got those, especially those little pie pumpkins, they're so rich in flavor, you could cut those up and add them to your roasted vegetables as well for that pasta sauce we were talking about earlier in the show. We've been having fun. If you've just joined the show, we've been talking about all the national foods and about our apple project and research and some of our favorite recipes. And we talked, of course, about Dave Smith, my guest, my almost guest, who kind of bailed on me at the last minute. But Rio says I have to be kind to him.
Yes.
Because
may need him again.
Yeah. And you have to step up to the plate. So to excuse the pun, but if you have the opportunity for business, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All of our guys. It sounds like we're going to be able to eat in cold weather in the evening in Fruita and Palisade and Grand Junction. Going to be interesting to see. And might add a sense of adventure. What do you think?
Sure.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, and doing anything outside is always an adventure.
There you go. And actually, Fred and I are going to have an adventure today. We're going over to Palisade, and Roger and Marie Grant are going to give us a tour. We're going to sit in one of those, what do you call those four-wheel, four-passenger things?
Side-by-side?
What?
I think it's called a side-by-side, maybe? I don't know.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
A car? That's usually what I
use. No, because it's open, you know.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. A convertible. Gotcha.
Oh, you know. I can't, and if I was better at drawing, you know, if I was an artist, I would draw it for you and say,
it's a side-by-side or a gator.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. But because we really haven't been out there to see it all, and so we're going to sit back, and they're going to give us a tour.
There's something in Palisade you haven't seen? Who knew?
Hey, you know, we're going to have Kayla from the Fruita Chamber on. But I asked her for today, too.
Uh-huh.
But you know what she thought? She, after their farmer's market this morning, she thought she would like to go with her family and do an outing herself. Can you imagine that?
Who does that?
Well, I know. So, and now you tell me, what is going on?
Last break.
You're speeding this up, I can tell. Okay, all right. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I may not be the world's greatest mom, but I raise some good kids. How do I know? When they come to visit, they bring me something delicious from Homestyle Bakery. Bill always shows up with a cake. Carrot is my favorite. I can count on Sue for a dozen donuts, and Alex is my pie guy. They know that a stop at Homestyle helps to make any get-together more special. Yes, I love their company, but I really love those tasty treats from Homestyle Bakery.
Homestyle Bakery, when only the best will do. Just south of North Avenue on 7th.
At Hudson Family Dental, we are definitely staying on top of the technology aspect. We are now offering laser dentistry. The laser replaces the dental drill in a majority of cases. We do have options and opportunities for you to receive quality dental care without shots or needles. This is Dr. Matt Hudson with Hudson Family Dental. Call us at 242-5151. Set up an appointment today.
Hudson Family Dental, always making you smile.
Before long, you'll be thinking about building the first fire of the season in your fireplace. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about making sure that it's safe right after this.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
One of the most ignored parts of your home is the chimney, and that can mean disaster for your family. Now is the time to have your chimney inspected by a certified chimney sweep. If it's dirty, have it cleaned. Creosote buildup on the interior walls of a chimney is an invitation to fire that won't be ignored for long. The inspector will also check the exterior surface and make recommendations if repairs or improvements are needed. For example, you may need to add a chimney cap to prevent water damage or to keep animals and birds out of the flue. Once the chimney and fireplace pass inspection, it's your responsibility to use them safely. Make sure the damper is open, don't use petroleum products to start a fire, and never leave one unattended. I'm Danny Lipford with Tip for Today's Homeowner.
My name is Emma Franco, and I'm a service and support specialist for Stripe. When somebody's in the department for a host home, they want to eventually live on their own and live as independently as possible. We create programs to start with the basics with them to gain that independence. Watching them grow and make progress, it's definitely a rewarding job.
You can help Stripe frame the future by assisting those with developmental disabilities in reaching their full potential. To learn more or to make a donation, go to strivecolorado.org.
The most powerful names in talk radio defend liberty every day. Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Buck Sexton, Joe Pags. In defense of liberty, News Radio 1100 KNZZ and 92.7 FM.
Important election.
The Supreme Court.
The economy.
The vaccine.
All the stories that matter to your story.
More chapters to be told.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Well, I have to tell you, I've had a lot of fun this morning. I don't know. Well, would you say food is my passion? And October is my passion. Pumpkin, apples, you name it. You know I like all that stuff. I've told you the story about Fred bringing me the best apple he could find when we were dating. So some gals got flowers, some gals got candy, and I got apples. So that's the way it started out. Kind of apple was that one? Actually, I think that was a Red Delicious, and we're gonna test those Red Delicious apples as well with all these others to see how they're ranking and if they've brought back more flavor to those apples, because they're still on the top list, you know, when you look at favorites. So who knows? But for you just tuning in, Fred and I are doing this unofficial test of all the varieties of apples, but. You know, one of my favorite foods. Another, I guess I don't have a favorite food because I have a lot of favorites, but popcorn has always been one. And, you know, coming from Iowa and living close to Sioux City, Iowa, we lived in Storm Lake. Oh, I lived in Mason City, Clinton, Cedar Rapids. I definitely lived all around in Iowa, but Sioux City considers the surrounding area, Sioux City and the surrounding area. You can find popcorn in all the stores. It'll say Sioux City, Iowa. They think they are the capital, but there are others who consider them, I think, it's South Carolina. But we're going to go with, you know, since, hey, I'm a Iowa gal that moved here many years ago and now consider myself a total Colorado girl. Girl, I do use that term loosely. But although January 19th is National Popcorn Day, which I don't know how, October is National Popcorn Month. And a lot of popcorn balls and caramel corn and popcorn is very popular. As it gets colder, people like to popcorn. But approximately 70% of popcorn sold in America is eaten in the home. So the other 30% is in theaters, stadiums, you know, et cetera. But about unpopped popcorn makes up about 90% of the sales for home consumption. So that's a lot. And, of course, by volume, popcorn is America's favorite snack food. Autumn's the peak time, of course, for popcorn consumption, followed by the winter months because it's nice to cozy up with. I like a bowl of popcorn with an apple. I slice the apple, add the corn there, and they make a great combination. They complement each other. If you haven't never tried it, try it. And, of course, you know, we were talking about pasta, and that Americans eat more pasta almost than anybody. And here, Americans eat more popcorn than any other country. Most of the popcorn eaten around the world is grown right here in the United States. We can be very proud of that. there are six major maize types, because corn. Pod corn, sweet corn, flour corn, dent corn, flint corn, and popcorn. Now, what we found out in our early marriage, the first year we were married, we lived in a small town called Dunlap, Iowa. I don't know, probably none of you had ever heard of it. And it was in, surrounded by farm country. And Fred was teaching school there. And one of the kids brought some millet to him and said that it could be popped. And we did pop it. It was real small. But Fred loved that. And so he's always trying to get a hold of some millet to see if it tastes as good as he remembers it. We like white popcorn. But I like to use yellow popcorn for like caramel corn or popcorn balls, something like that. You know, you can air pop it, of course, or in oil, and you would pour just enough oil to cover the bottom of the pan, not real deep, but just to cover. Turn on medium high, of course, let that pan warm up. And did you know the best popping temperature is actually between 400 and 460 degrees. Now, oil burns at 500 degrees. So if it starts to smoke, it's too hot. And, you know, all of these different oils, but don't pop it in butter, even though it sounds like if you like buttered popcorn, it makes you go, oh. But sunflower, plain olive, you wouldn't want extra virgin olive, you know, because you'd get a flavor of the olive oil in your popcorn, unless you like it, but canola, corn, or coconut, and we've discovered that coconut oil really adds something to popcorn. But don't use butter, because it'll burn under high heat. Of course, I know someone I live with loves to drizzle melted butter on popcorn, but I'll tell you what, popping it in a little oil is my trade-off, because we have an air popper as well, and we will air pop that popcorn that we make into either popcorn balls or caramel corn, because we're adding enough calories and stuff to it anyway. But how do you store your popcorn? Well, I'm finding that the way I do it is really not recommended, but I put it in an airtight container. It's not a Rubbermaid, but it's a jar shaped, and I keep that in the refrigerator. And it says to put it, you know, store it in a cool place, airtight, because you don't want to get that moisture loss, because that's what that moisture in the popcorn heats up to that high temperature and causes it to explode. And that's how we get popcorn. But they're saying avoid the refrigerator because it contains a little moisture and can dry out kernels. But if you put it in an airtight container, I think it works for us great. And so that's how I'm going to continue to do it. And it's suggested, you know, the Popcorn Association people. Yeah, there is one. I mean, you name any food, Rio, who just walked in, and there's going to be an association.
Probably, at least one.
Like that prune association that we were talking about.
Should be an association or a council or something.
Absolutely, yeah. Or a board. Yeah. Every food, you try it. If you're thinking of something, and just for fun, go, oh, I wonder if there is, and then try it, and you... You'll be surprised. Everybody has one. And they all have their, of course, high recommendations how to eat, cook, or prepare that. But it says that an entire percentage of moisture can be lost if you leave your popcorn open, uncovered on a hot day. And you know how dry it is around here, Rio.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would really dry that out. And then you wonder why you have difficulty popping it. But to tell you the truth, our popcorn always pops good, and we store it in the refrigerator in an airtight container. So I'm not saying the popcorn people don't know what they're talking about, but I just know my personal.
Right. They might not.
Yeah. Oh, you think so? Or you are bad. And another thing, well, you know, I talk about making those clear plastic gloves into hands by putting dried beans in and candy corn for the fingernails. Well, you can do that you can put popcorn in those hands and put the candy corn down at the tips of the fingers for the fingernails. And I think a lot of people do that too. If you make popcorn balls for Halloween, put a little orange coloring or whatever coloring you want in the syrup that you're cooking for the popcorn balls. You could come out with some pretty interesting ones, I would think. But had to honor popcorn that has been grown. They think it was first grown about 7,000 years ago in the highlands of central Mexico. And by the first century BC was a staple crop of all the agriculture people in the Americas. One of the first uses of corn kernels was popcorn, believe it or not. So I'm not so crazy for being so passionate about eating popcorn. And yes, I have had it. And Friday nights, a lot of times, is my popcorn and apple night. Hey, have a great weekend. Get out and enjoy this weather. And be safe, but have fun.
Is your car or truck pulling to one side while driving? Have you noticed an off-center steering wheel or tires that are wearing unevenly? Get your vehicle straightened out at Crawford Alignment and Repair. An alignment can save gas, help your tires last longer, and give you a smoother, safer ride. Own a hot rod or custom car? Precision alignments are not a problem. They also do general maintenance and repairs. Visit CrawfordAlignment.com or stop by 2473 Commerce Boulevard in Grand Junction. Just look for the Crow logo on the sign.
Want a fresh new perspective on your home? We can help you see the light. Hi, this is Tony with Tilemeister. Our amazing tubular skylights are an easy, affordable way to transform a dark hallway, bathroom, or any place in your home that needs some natural light. And we can install one in just a couple of hours. Let Tilemeister make your home bright and beautiful with a tubular skylight. Give us a call at 244-TILE or stop into our showroom at 611 North 1st Street.
Call 244-TILE, make your home look nicer with the Tilemeister.
The tape measure is probably one of the most important items in your toolbox. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about taking care of the tape so it takes care of you right after this.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
An accurate, smooth operation.